exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God's word for us this morning is found in the Old Testament prophet Joel, the 2nd chapter, verses 12 to 14 as follows. Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who invites us even now, even at this late date, to take part in his redemption. Dear fellow students of God's word, it is later than you think. Those chilling words began every episode of a radio program entitled Lights Out, a very wildly popular program in the post-World War II era. It was a good way to start a horror drama because it immediately raises a certain sense of unease in the listener, a feeling that something horrible is about to happen, something for which you are not prepared. It is later than you think. You may get that feeling about your sins sometimes, and that's a feeling that's well grounded in fact, for our Lord has told us in his holy word that there is a judgment on sin coming, and that that final judgment can take place at any time. It's late. Is it too late? This morning, the prophet Joel has a message for us, and his message is great news. It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins, and it's not too late to trust in God's grace. The prophet Joel lived and worked among the people of the southern tribe of Judah. At the time of the divided kingdom, God sent him to call a wayward nation to repentance. And as a chastisement upon the people for their idolatry and their rebellion, God sent a terrible plague of locusts upon the land. Picture in your mind a countryside destroyed, stripped and peeled of every green plant by a huge army of grasshoppers. Joel writes, "The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them, a desolate wilderness." Really, there wasn't a whole lot that Joel needed to add. That desolate landscape was a more eloquent sermon than he could ever have preached. Here was proof for a stubborn and idolatrous people that sin does have consequences, that God will not be mocked, that rebellion against his holy law always leads to bitter woe. It was late. To the people of Judah, it may have seemed that it was already too late. The damage had been done after all. They couldn't turn back the clock. The future seemed to hold nothing but famine and despair and death. But what was Joel's message to them? It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Repentance is called for, but Joel makes clear that a half-hearted repentance won't do. Grace is available, but you should know that there's a limit to your time of grace. The tale is told of a medieval Saxon king who put down a rebellion among his subjects in a remote part of his kingdom, and when the battle was over, the rebels who had been captured were paraded before the gates of his castle. The king put a single lighted candle in the archway of that gate, and he announced to the people who had rebelled that they would be spared if they put down their arms and took an oath of loyalty to the king. Clemency and mercy was offered, but the offer was limited to the life of that candle. It's late. Is it too late for you? Has your candle gone out, or is it still burning? God's final judgment on sin is coming and may lie even now at our door. It's too late? No. Joel's joyful message today is that it's not too late to turn to God in repentance, and it's not too late to trust in His grace. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. I'd like to focus for just a second on that word compassionate, because it's a really interesting word in the Hebrew. It comes from a noun that means womb. And what it pictures for us is the strong bond of love that exists between a new mother and her infant child. Surely there's no stronger love than that in the whole world, is there? Yes, in fact, there is. The love of God for you is even stronger than that. For the Lord says through Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, but I will not forget you." God is merciful, and He is patient. But as you know, there was a dark Friday, on a hill outside Jerusalem where God's patience and His mercy ran out. There the devastation was more severe than a plague of locusts or any other devastating natural disaster to befall this world. For on that day, the only truly innocent person who ever lived became a human lightning rod. Upon him were poured out all the wrath and anger of God over the accumulated sins of the world, your sins and my sin included. There God charged him with the sins of all people. There God condemned him to endure the very torments of hell on the cross for us. There the Son of God cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" No one had ever seen a sight like this before, because no one on earth had ever witnessed the full fury of God's anger over sin. Ironically, the very reason that that happened is because God is so patient and so merciful. Instead of punishing Jesus, He laid our punishment. Or instead of punishing us, He laid our punishment on Jesus. And rather than losing patience with us, He lost patience with His Son instead. And when Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, our hope of everlasting life rose with Him. Jesus proved once and for all that it is not too late. As long as you are alive upon this earth, there is still forgiveness to be had for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Bring your sins to Jesus now. Don't wait. Jesus has said, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." But prof, you say, "My sins are so many. They're so great. They're of such deep a dye." I say to you, have courage. For Scripture says, "Where sin abounded, there grace abounded much more." It's not too late to repent of your sins and to trust in the grace of your compassionate God. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with contrite hearts, confessing the many sins with which we have offended your righteousness. But you have revealed yourself to be gracious and compassionate, and you have promised us forgiveness and life in your Son, Jesus Christ. For His sake, pardon us. Cleanse us from all our sins in His precious blood. Grant that we may wisely use the time of grace allotted to each of us, redeeming the time for the kingdom of Christ. In His name, amen. Hymn 605, the first and last stanzas.